Today is Friday, June 22nd, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes to us from AV Week 349. I'm joined by Josh Rego, George Tucker, and Matt Scott, talking about AR and VR opportunities in the AV industry. Matt Scott starts us off talking about whether AR and VR can create an exceptional experience for your clients.
If you look at the imagery, if you read through their description of it, this is not something that I'm going to present to a CEO or a C-level executive to put on in most situations to then try and sell them on something. If it's something that we are looking at a first gen, which I believe we are, they've only had 16 people test this so far, but looking at this for what it will do down the road, I think it fits in because there comes an issue with VR and AR where you're only getting so much of the experience. And if you play a first person shooter, if you will, wearing a VR kit, it has some great feeling, but you're not running. You're not feeling anything. You're still just immersed into it. It's not what I would call true VR because it only affects two of your senses. As they continue to develop this out, they're going to have a lot of potential to hit more of your senses and create even more accurate representations of that virtual experience. How will it play out for us? I don't know. I don't know outside of the experience side of things how much this actually plays in the commercial AV space or even the residential AV space. From an experience point of view, I can see lots of uses for this.
All right, Mr. Tucker, I'm going to pick on you because one of our first dozen episodes, we were talking about gesture controls, and Tucker has famously said, at least famously here, I am not a gesture. It seems an awful lot like you are. You're part of the experience, right? You're part of the control. You're part of the feedback mechanism when it comes to this. And the one thing that's interesting to me is, if you have any sort of smartwatch, there are haptic feedbacks. Matt mentioned first-person shooters. If you're playing any sort of a video game today, whether you're playing a football game or you're playing a first-person shooter or you're playing something else, and something happens to your character, there's feedback there in the controller. This to me seems like just an extension of that, which would make you kind of part of the whole experience, no?
Yeah, I mean, it has potential, well, on a couple of levels, and I'm going to take you on a side trip for a minute, but yes, in the video game, in an experience of, say, understanding an environment that you're going to be training for, those kind of haptic feedback systems, whether it's a jacket or a glove or any of those things, really does enhance that textual, that tactile acknowledgement of what's going on. So not just for video games, but training and things like that. I also see that as we see the rise of, say, exoskeletons and the stuff for the disabled. Well, within those technologies, there's a distancing from what you're actually using and experiencing. So if you're in an exoskeleton because you can't walk, knowing what's underneath you is very difficult. You can look at it, but there's no tactile feedback that we normally work with. And that, the kind of technology could really enhance that. And we're now getting back into, say, that transhumanism, that man and machine together, where you can really understand what you're doing with the devices, not just lifting a 100,000-pound box because you have this exoskeleton on, but understanding where it's going, how it's moving, and what it's feeling like, because that matters for military, for high explosive situations, for that kind of thing.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.